With today's Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you in part by Floyd County Medical Center and also L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
And with us this morning on KCHA is J.C. Pikel, the Assistant Director at Paws Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
You brought a vocal one this morning.
I did.
And I'm not so talking funny. About the kids. I'm talking about the dogs, because you brought kids as well, which we're going to be talking to here in just a bit. But who'd you bring with?
So this morning I brought Ellie with me. She's about 2 years old, a really small pit bull mix. She's black with some white. She has a really like cute white diamond on her head. She is very vocal. I'm kind of surprised how loud she is. She just jumped up on the chair and just is kind of all over. But like Chris said, we've got some kids from the Carrot family here, and they are, she's doing great with the kids, which she has a lot of energy, but surprisingly, she's super calm and just does really good. So the vet thinks she's about 2 years old. She came to Paws early last week. So we're getting her fully vaccinated and spayed today. So she kind of has a sad beginning, but hopefully we can find her a new home and one that she'll be loved and cared for, and maybe even have some kids to play with. And I think she would do great in a home with kids for sure.
So. Oh, she so lit up when she came into the studio and saw the kids.
She was so happy.
She didn't want to have anything to do with me. It was just all the kids. So yeah, definitely friendly with kids. Now, are you going to be open this weekend for adoption hours?
Yeah, so it looks like we will not be open on Saturday, just with Memorial Day weekend. We won't be open Saturday, but we will be open Sunday 1 to 3. So if you're interested in any of our animals, definitely stop out on Sunday 1 to 3. You can call or text our cell phone number if you're interested in meeting any of the animals by appointment. We can make those arrangements. We're kind of short-staffed, I guess you could say, this week, just with vacations and volunteers and stuff like that. So if you're interested in meeting some of the animals, it is already Wednesday, so it might be next week sometime. But we do have 7 dogs, I think I said earlier. Ooh. We've got 1 in a foster home and 6 at the shelter, Ellie included. And then we have, I don't even know how many cats we have, but the Michelle and her babies are going to be back at the shelter this weekend. So they'll be there. Michelle had the 4 kittens, Edith, Nancy, Walter, and George. The 4 of those kittens and Michelle will be back at the shelter this weekend for people to see and do applications on. They're not quite ready to be adopted, but you can do an application. They'll be getting their first shots hopefully next week. So we'll have kittens at the shelter. It is kitten season now, and it is time, so yeah. We're going to start filling up pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, we were talking about kitten season like several months ago, thinking it was going to be an early season with all the nice weather we have, and well, it's just kind of normal.
Yeah,
I guess,
so Michelle's babies were born April 2nd, so they've been around for a while, but surprisingly, we haven't had very many at the shelter, but I'm sure that could change anytime.
That's definitely true. And of course, right around the corner, we have the Paws Along the Cedar 5K. Do you still have t-shirts, or are you out of t-shirts now?
So the pre-registration for the t-shirts cutoff was, I believe, last Tuesday.
I don't think he agreed.
She wants a t-shirt. but we are probably going to do a second ordering. So if you do want a t-shirt and aren't able to make it to the event, or if you want to make it to the event and order your t-shirt later, we can do that. Otherwise, the Paws Along the Cedar 5K is the new name for the dog jog. That is June 1st. And registration, it starts at 7:30. And then the 5K starts at 8:30. And we are going to be doing a t-shirt pre-registration pickup at Tellurian Brewing Friday night, I believe from 5 to 7. So you can stop out there, have a beer, grab your registration bag, bring your dog. And have fun. Or you can also register on Friday night, too, for Saturday morning. So.
All right. Excellent. All that info on the PauseCherylCity.com website and the Pause Cheryl City Facebook page. So check that information out. You still looking for volunteers, obviously?
Yeah.
Always room for volunteers.
Always need. Always time. Always room for volunteers. If you're interested, we have people that help clean on our cat side or on our dog side or both. We have people, and that's basically coming in and feeding the animals, giving them food, water, scooping litter boxes, letting them out for the dogs. We're always in need of dog walkers. So if you kind of have a different schedule or you kind of want to come on your own pace, you can get trained to walk the dogs kind of on your own time. If you see Jamie, our main dog walker that's been with us for several years, he's usually walking around town with one of our dogs. He comes in on his own time and does that whenever he likes.
Walk.
Yeah, always in need of, like, even people that aren't physically at the shelter, people that help with our website, people that help with, like, updating our pet finder, registering the microchips, even, like, pulling weeds and maintenance and gardening and stuff around the shelter. That is always something that's needed as well.
Excellent. Now, we do have several helpers here in studio, JC. Do you want to introduce who they are?
We do, sure. And you guys can jump in anytime.
Just walk right up to the mic.
I know. So you guys kind of started at Paws. Was it last summer, I think, that you guys started coming?
It was October.
Yeah, October. And so how many siblings do you have?
Six siblings.
So they all come out to the shelter and they all come out and walk the dogs and play with the cats.
Is it hard to leave the shelter when you go there to volunteer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the same issue. It's very hard to leave.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have like a video camera and a camera. And what do you guys collect at Paws or from Paws?
The fur.
The fur.
The fur.
But there's a certain thing in the newspaper, right?
Pet of the week.
Mm-hmm. So what do you guys do with the pet of the week?
Collect them.
Collect them. And you have, is it like a big binder?
A box.
A box that all...
You have a box of all the pet of the weeks?
It's like a pencil box.
Awesome.
Either
yeah.
way, that's a lot of pet
I
of
know.
The weeks.
I know. So how long have you been collecting the pet of the weeks? Do you know?
A few years.
A few years. Isn't that awesome? It's so fun. So, and you guys come out almost every weekend, I think, right? And walk the dogs, play with the dogs. And do you have a favorite Paws animal right now? Or even in the past?
I like Billy.
Billy?
Billy
and Star. Billy and Kane.
And Kane and Star.
Maya.
And Maya, so lots of you guys have.
We could
a lot
be here
of
all day talking I know. About favorite animals coming through Paws.
Do you prefer the dogs more than the cats?
We like them equally.
Mm-hmm. Kind of depends on the day. Me too.
Depends on the day.
I know.
Depends on how many cats and dogs we have.
I know.
A specific area.
The dogs can be more fun because they can be out and walked, and you can run with them and that kind of thing. So.
Of course, you have a lot of awesome cats too that are able to walk around the cat side. So.
Right.
That's always a plus. So, well, thank you very much, you four, for coming in here this morning, and thanks for all you do at Paws.
Yeah, thank you. We really love having their family come out. It's just a lot of fun, and you guys help the animals so much. It's really, really great for the animals.
And that's a perfect segue to, push to get volunteers in there, because it's not just an adult thing. I mean, my kids love to come with me, too. And, the animals love to see the kids, and
definitely.
Kids love to see the animals, so it's kind of a perfect fit. But nonetheless, volunteering at Paws, you can check out the website for contact info at pawsatcherylcity.com. And, of course, from there, you can check out all the available animals that are available for adoption at Paws. That's pawsatcherylcity.com is the place to go. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.